Blog Talk Radio.
It's your girl, Miss P, and you are now in tune. You have to excuse my voice tonight. The weather is cuckoo crazy, as we all know, so it's hard for me these days to determine what to wear, unfortunately. I know that may sound crazy, but it's true. One day I'm overdressed, one day I'm underdressed. I just can't get it together. Hopefully, before it's all said and done, I'll come to an even median. But anyway, enough about me. Tonight we're going to be talking to author LaDonna Cook, and I'm really, really excited to talk to you, to her tonight, to gain on her and her books that she has out there and all the other awesome things that she does in her community and things like that. So for all those who are interested in talking to her, voicing your opinion on her books, or just dial in and let her know how wonderful she is, you can dial in at 818-495-6975. And you'll be live with Miss LaDonna. Also, I want you guys to know that I am on Twitter tonight, so if you guys are a little camera shy, so to speak, you can tweet me your questions, and I will ask Miss LaDonna, okay? So we're not going to, you know, listen to my little crazy, crazy voice too much longer. We're going to go ahead and bring on our guest of the evening, Miss LaDonna Cook. And again, for all those who want to call in, 818-495-6975, and you'll be live. Miss LaDonna, how you doing tonight?
Hello, Miss P. I'm doing good. How are
you? Awesome. I am doing lovely. You know, lovely, lovely, lovely. But it's not about me, again. It's all about you.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it. So I really, really want to just let you know I appreciate you for having me on.
Definitely, and I appreciate you taking the time, and especially at this time of night. You know, I'm still up working, and so are you, obviously. So are so many others, because there's a lot of people that's tuned in right now just, you know, in support of your presence on the show tonight. So that's a good thing. So for anyone who's tuned in the first time, you know, welcome. And for those who continue to support the NT Show and Miss LaDonna, we are happy that you're here. So without further ado, the first thing I want to say is that I know that you're a mommy of two.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So I'm just trying to figure out how the heck do you do it? Because I have one and I go crazy. So give me insight. Mother to mother.
Well, it took time. It took time for me to, it's like a balancing act. Like my oldest son is 5. My youngest just turned 3 a couple weeks ago, back in October. But for me and with them, I always talk to them about what I do. I verbalize everything so they'll be able to put it into, you know, in their mental status and say, well, mommy's a writer, so mommy's going to write poems. Or, you know, whatever I'm doing, if I'm doing motivational speaking, I was like, mommy's going to speak to, you know, kids or adults. So I give it to them so they'll understand it. But time, I still have to give them their time. Like I take time to break off and play with them, you know, give them their attention. I might play and doodle with them or, you know, just do fun things outside. But I also make sure that I give them their time. So then when, you know, it's time for me to do things and I explain it to them, you know, they'll understand. But sometimes I'm writing and they're crawling over me in the bed, or like one time my son, my three-year-old, was actually listening to me do a blog talk, and I was so amazed because he didn't talk. So it's a day-to-day thing. I never know how it's going to go. So, I plan sometimes, but I at least just try to bring them into my world. I don't try to exclude them, and I don't treat them like, you know, they won't understand. So I verbalize everything to them, and then, you know, slowly but surely through modeling, you know, with me, you know, they catch on. And sometimes they act out, but then I just, you know, as a mommy, I put them back in place.
I know that's right. Well, I know all the mommies around can really say that, you know, we may need Mommy 101 from Miss LaDonna for real, because I know I...
Thank you.
No, I'm serious. So, motivational speaker. I wanted to touch on that a little bit before we start jumping into the books and everything like that, because you know, I know you were tuned into the show last night. Shout out to Miss Chaz, but I definitely love,
yay,
you know, that whole, like, you know, stance on just motivating and empowering people. And I've done some research on you, and I've seen, you know, I listen to you speak, and I'm just like, wow, she's very passionate, and, you know, real profound about, you know, helping and empowering others and uplifting them. So what, you know, inspired you, and I hate to say inspired because this is one of my words that I hate so much because it's so, like, repetitive, but I just want to know what caused you to want to just be so loving and give it?
I think, thank you so much. I think with me, I am compassionate. I was like, that was one of the words I was going to make sure I say. I'm compassionate to give back. And so many times, like with me being a motivational speaker, what sparked it is I'm also a therapist, you know, too. And I work at Goodwill with persons with disabilities. So my need, you know, I think God just placed a need in me for me to want to help and want to give back. For the youngest, from when I was young, I always wanted to, I said I wanted to be a helper. But I didn't know, you know, exactly what that looked like. I wanted to be a vet, and then I went to, you know, social work and counseling. But motivational speaking, you know, through my poetry, because at first I kind of hid behind my words, and then I felt like, no, these need to be put out because somebody's going to need it. So then I just decided to take a stance and say, you know, hey, I'm going to go recite, you know, some poetry to them, and then I'm just going to give them some of my life experiences, or just some of the things that I feel, because I feel like, you know, even with kids and even with adults, sometimes we're stuck, and we may need somebody else's insight, or we may just need someone to listen to, or we may need, you know, to find something else, like a different route to do something. So with the knowledge that I have, and, you know, me, I'm always thinking as a writer, you're either writing or we're thinking or typing or something, I have these ideas and these perceptions that I just want to get out. And then by me, you know, always wanting to pull my brother up or my sister up or someone up and enlighten them, you know, I just feel that I have so much to give back. And even if I don't have anything to give, just to be there in their presence, to be able to listen. Because so many times people just need somebody that they can vent to and have no judgment, you know, no one to sit there and point fingers, but they just want somebody to listen. But then with my loving heart, you know, I'm always there to just offer them whatever they may need in that time. And that's what I take with me when I go to speak and when I, you know, when I'm, you know, when I'm just, when I meet someone, because I've met a lot of great ladies over the internet and other poets and writers. And with them, I always try to be genuine because, you know, this is me and I just have a love, you know, for people. So I always just take in mind that I want to uplift and I want to motivate, you know, someone to bring them from, like I say, point A to point B. Even if it's one step, you know, to get you to another place, you learned a lot more than you knew at first, or you were enlightened by something that was said or something that you noticed, but it helped to spark something in you to want to move forward. And I just want to see everybody move forward. So that's just my drive behind it.
That's so beautiful. Now, tell me, who in your life, and you don't have to give names if you don't want to, but I know that to be a motivational speaker, to want to, you know, empower others, it has to be somewhere it originated. So was it like your mom, a close friend, where you were feeling down and out or something, and someone pushed you in that direction? And that's why you're so passionate? I mean, how did this power movement begin?
Well, you know what? I think it happened. I was just talking to somebody the other day. It happened, you know, when I was in high school, because I used to be in every club that they had, and I was in this club called Beta. And we had to they wanted me to do, like, the impromptu speaking part because they knew I could write. So they put me in this event. I had to go and compete against everybody else, and they stood you in front of a podium, and they gave me a topic. And I had to go off the top of my head, you know, with starting to talk about things. And so, I mean, I was scared at first. I don't even think I placed. But for me, it was just so big for me and monumental because I was a high school student. And, you know, I figured, like, nobody would want to hear what I have to say. But my teachers, they pushed me. All of my teachers that were there at that time when I was in high school, they pushed me to say, you know, we see something in you, you know, that I didn't even see in myself. And after then, I just had this love for talking. So I often make jokes with my friends. I was like, you know, I tell them all the time, like, and you think I like talking because I talk all the time. So sometimes I have to, it just originated. And it comes from everything. I was a cheerleader in all the clubs I was in. So talking was something that I had to give back instead of my voice being, you know, quiet because as a child it was almost muffled. And that's why I went into writing. But when I went and did that beta and I went and compete, after then it was just moving forward, talking and empowering and giving, you know, giving someone what I had to give. And I was excited that it was always received in a great way. So
it sparked awesome. And I can definitely see how that all correlates together because, you know, cheerleader is motivational. You know,
right.
Team players, they're all like, give me an A. And I'm just like, yay, A. No.
Right.
And you all sourpuss face like, yay, A. No. But anyway, by the end of the game, everybody's happy and, you know, everybody's a team player. Bottom line, you know, I started off like, yeah, whatever, because I'd never made the cheerleading team. You know, you see that hatred I had. No.
Yes.
I couldn't do a split. I wasn't happy enough. No.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm kidding. I totally was on the cheerleading team. I still couldn't do a split, but, you know, I was there.
Oh, wow.
They
threw me around in the air because I was the smallest one, if you've seen any of my pictures. So I was always the one flying in the air and everything, captain. So I had the biggest mouth of everybody. So, yeah.
I love it. I love it. So let's talk about your books because I know you have more than one, so it's a lot to talk about. So which book was the hardest and which one was, like, just a flow for you?
Well, I will say my first one was the hardest because really I had no, like, I had no actual, I was all over the place because I had so many things that I wanted to get out. I had been writing since I was 12, and I didn't publish it until 2010, but I had everything. I mean, I went from love to relationships. I even, you know, went and did a couple erotic poems. I had everything. So the book really was just like a burst of emotions because it was so much that I wanted to put words to. It was so much inside that I had, you know, seen and observed from other people that I wanted to, you know, give some light and put it into the atmosphere. So with my first book, that's another reason why it took me so long because I really didn't think that, you know, my words would mean as much as they did, but I just still had that love for writing. I never stopped from 12 all the way up. I never stopped in me continues to write, and then I finally just decided in 2010 to say, hey, I have some time on my hand. I was pregnant with my youngest son, and I was still working and doing everything, but I set aside a couple months to say, now is the time, you know, for me to do this book. And I just, you know, put it together, and I just said, you know, I hope that it, you know, sparks interest in other people to, you know, feel what I felt as I, you know, was writing it because I get so passionate. And I know so many authors and writers were also passionate about our craft because we pour everything we have into our writing. That's why we do it so much. That's why we do it all the time. And it's just like a flow from you know, our inner being, and that's how my first book was for me. But it was really because I kind of was like, what do I want to say? How do I want to come out? You know, what is it that I want to touch upon? What do I want most to stand out in this book? But then with my second book, well, the first book was called Expressions of the Mind, Body, and Soul. And with the second book, I just released in September 25th, it's called Until Tomorrow Comes. And with this book, it was a flow for me because it's all about where I am now in my life. I'm all about growth. I'm all about awareness. I'm about, you know, changing those old patterns that don't work anymore, challenging the things that are in your life that you feel like, hey, I don't like the way this is. Maybe I need to do something, or I might not like this relationship, or I may, you know, just whatever you think. And then I, you know, executed it. And by the beginning of the book, I came in just with all lost life experiences, anything in life where you're in a standstill. And then by the end of the book, my last chapter is I've Arrived. And it's where you know that, you know, you started off at one point, but now here you are. You're a little bit better than you were before because you have insight and awareness to where you want to go, even though you may not be there. But until tomorrow comes, until your better day comes, you are moving more positive. You are uplifted. You are looking at where you are, and you're saying, you know, hey, I feel comfortable with, you know, the movement and the changes that I've gone through because I know I had to do something. So I think for this book, it took me about 6 months to just get all of my poems out, but then I chose what I wanted. And I really just wanted to focus on, you know, growing, because so many times, I mean, I was stuck in a lot of things. You know, I was confused about some stuff, put it to words. So I think Until Tomorrow Comes to Me is just a wonderful flow, and I've had a lot of good reviews on it. So for me, it was the easiest thing because it's just where my heart is now and everything I'm pushing, you know, people forward with positivity, with love, you know, with kindness. So I think it was my,
absolutely,
you know, my flow.
Absolutely. So I would say one of your fruitful pieces because, in my opinion, just hearing you speak so passionately about that particular book, it's like giving people nourishment, you know, but
yes,
still enough to nourish them, to keep them here, but enough to where they can take the seeds or the juices and replant or rewater wherever they are, wherever they
right.
go. And I think that it's, like, beautiful and very profound. So, you know.
Thank you.
Yeah. That's
thank
like,
you.
Giving me chills right now. Love it.
Thank you. I always want to, and you said it so beautiful, I always want to, you know, just easily, you know, get you from point A to point B. Because, you know, so many times, and even in my book, I have this encouragement section. And it talks about, like, even children, like young children who are needing that encouragement and they don't have it and they're looking for it. So I touch so many parts about, you know, just things because some people don't grow up with positive words. They don't grow up in a positive environment. They grow up in a place where they have to shelter how they feel. They have to, you know, guide what they say. You know, they have to be selective. Or they don't have a voice. They may feel like they don't have one. And so I want to look at it as if you can read it and you can say, I understand. Or, you know, I love where she went with that. And I love how, you know, we went from this point and now we're here. So that was my whole idea of just moving people easily, you know, simple, you know, gently to where they need to be.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So if there was, like, one piece in this particular book, one of your poems, you know, that you could share with us, like, or just a brief few lines of it, you know, which one would it be? And I will ask in force and hint to, you know, recite some of that.
Okay. Well, you know what, Miss P, I already have something ready for you. So
yay!
The title of this poem is called Overcoming. And this is one of the pieces from the I've Arrived part of my book, the last chapter. And it says, been through the fire and rain, back against the wall, head should be down, but it is held high. Victories not yet accomplished, yet the drive toward expectancy is acknowledged. The mask is removed. Motivation, endurance, and persistence is shown. Smaller acts add to a bigger and larger goal. Moving toward determination, overcoming obstacles with a smile, hope and faith are hanging in the background for support. Uplift is found through encouragement. I'm in the race. I'm advancing. I'm overcoming.
Wow. That's beautiful.
Thank you. Thank
no,
you.
No, I'm so serious. I know you hear this all the time. I know you do. But it goes next to, like, so many things that I've read in my life or so many things that I've written in my life. It doesn't compare because of the choice of words. Words are everything, yes, and how you put them together in sentences. And you as a writer and all of us who are tuned in, that's the one thing that I try to express to people. It doesn't matter if it's repetitive. It's just how it's expressed because there are so many different words to describe one thing. So you could say I'm beautiful, but I've heard that all the time. But if you use it like tu bonita, say it in your language, hey, yeah, thanks. Now it means something different, although it's the same thing.
Right.
You know what I mean? So I'm just saying that that was beautifully written. I love it. I love
thank
it a lot.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I'm a big fan of my own writing, and you know what?
You should be.
I read it all the time. I take a book with me at work. I have a book in my little bag. So thank you so much. And you know what? I hear it all the time. But for me, I'm still just a writer. You know what I'm saying? I'm a writer at heart. So for me, I'm always trying to say, what do I need to do? You know, better, or what do I need to do next? But I do appreciate all the feedback that I get from everyone. It means so much to me because it lets me know that, you know, I did something and somebody can get something from it. So thank you so much for that. I really appreciate it.
No, thank you, because if you hadn't taken the time to put it all out there for others to gain from it, then no one would ever know.
Right.
It could still just be a bunch of writings in your little book, like Miss P.
Right. Thank you.
And I'm still on roses are red, violets are blue, you know, third grade stuff.
You know, we got to start somewhere, you know. We got to start. It's okay.
Exactly. Write a poem and a book full of about, you know, shoes, because that's my passion.
Oh, wow.
That's another story.
I love shoes.
Yeah. Oh, God, girl, let's not do it. Let's not.
I know, right? We'll take the rest of the show with shoes and purses and shopping. Hey, I'm with you. Another time now. Another time. We got
to
talk about it.
Yes, we're going to have to bring Miss LaDonna back, and we're going to talk about this lady. So whoever want to participate in that, you know, let us know. You're welcome.
That's right.
So how do you manage? I mean, it's crazy because, you know, like you said, you get a lot of feedback. You're out there, you're doing speaking, and people are acknowledging who Miss LaDonna is. How do you manage to just stay so humble?
Oh, my goodness. Well, I love God. Like, I'm spiritual. I'm very, very spiritual. And in the Bible, you know, God always said, I mean, in the Bible it's written that God opposes the proud. But, you know, he loves the humble. And I have to stay where in his eyes I'm always eager to learn. I'm always eager to hear from him because in writing this book, you know, there were so many other things that I could have done. And, I mean, there's so many other books that I already have started. But I chose, when God spoke the words to me, growth and awareness, and he said, this is what I want you to do, I listened. And, you know, I listened to him. So for me, I have to stay in a place where, you know, I work out of the fruits of the Spirit, you know, love, peace, joy, you know, happiness, gentleness, meekness. That's where I work out of, because I always want to make sure that it's not my way, it's his way, it's what he wants me to get out into the atmosphere. So I totally take myself out of the experience, and I know that these are my gifts because he gave it to me. And so even like when I was 12, when I was that lost kid who had all these words and I had so much to say but nobody to listen, he said, you're about to write. You know, I'm sitting in my room at 12, and I grabbed a pen and a pad, and I went in. And since then, you know, he's always guided me with the things I wanted to. So I just have to, I always have to acknowledge him first, and I always have to just give my homage to him, because if I don't, you know, listen to where he wants me to go, and I have to stay at a point where I know that it's because he gave me this gift, that I'm able to touch the, you know, the multitudes, or whoever picks it up, they gain something from it, because he planted that seed in my heart to say, help somebody else, because he helped me. You know, he brought me out of a room with four walls, and all I did was I was by myself, you know, so my pen and pad was just like my best friend. And I fed into it, and I fed into it. And so then he said, those same words that you used for you, give them to somebody else. Let somebody else read it. So I just have to stay always knowing that by listening to him, I can do better, and he can help me to fine-tune, you know, whatever it is he wants me to say and give it out to others. I just have to.
Wow. You see, I'm speechless. I have nothing to say. No.
Show over. No. That is like, it's, oh, forget it. I have nothing to say. No.
Thank you.
No, because, you know, everyone who knows me, who listens to the show, knows that I've never, like, know too much of what's going on ever. In the terms
right.
of, I don't like to be fake. I like to interview people that, it's just coming, it's not off a piece of paper. It's not like, hey, let me ask you same repetitive questions. I like to get a feel
right.
of the energy and just go from there. So basically I wing it. And it's very seldom that I come across individuals like yourself who get me like,
thank
okay,
you.
Well, I can't think of what to say next. Like, forget it. I'm done. And I'm saying it live. I'm done. No.
Oh, well, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. You're doing so much for me. You know, you're doing so much for me, and just like everything that I, you know, that I try to do and I try to accomplish, you know, with my writing, with me passing people every day, with me, you know, spreading my love and encouragement and just kind words. So I really, really appreciate, you know, you and all of your words. It does so much for me. It makes my heart smile. I often say that.
Aww.
So it really does make my heart smile.
Aw, you're making me smile big time. So do you have any, like, upcoming, you know, tours that you're going to be going on, any book signings and things of that nature that you have planned out, any new project that you're working on at the current moment?
Whew, yes, the month of November is about to, like, kick it off for me. On Thank You for This Show tonight, and then on Friday on the 8th, I'm going to be doing a woman's conference where I'm going to do as a guest poet and speaker for them. Next week I have another interview with author G.D. Grace, so I have to be on his show. Then that same weekend I have my own event. I'm doing a youth conference for Christ for kids, and I'm going to my theme is planting seeds. So it's so funny you said that earlier. I'm all about planting positive seeds of encouragement, and my words are encouragement, empower, and to motivate. So I want to, you know, even as I pull up even the individuals every day, I also want to reach back for the children too and help to guide them. Just as I'm teaching my children, you know, I want to guide others. Then I think I'm going to be later in the month, I'll be on the morning cook-up show. I think it's going to be on November 27th, and I'm also writing for some magazine for this month. I don't have a date as of now for a signing, but I'm going to move it towards December. But at my own event, I will have some books on November the 16th from 10:30 to 1:30. I'll be here in Hinesville at the La Quinta Inn with my youth conference. So the month of November is picking up for me as far as, you know, all of my my things with my book and just going out to motivate, speak in the area.
So awesome. And they're in for a big, big treat. Now, where can people stay in tune with you at, like your website and all your social media? Where can they find you?
Okay, my website is www.LaDonnaMarieBooks.com. You can also find me on Facebook under LaDonna Marie. That's my personal page. My fan page is Facebook.com, LaDonna MC. You can also find me on Twitter at LMB_poetry. And so anything through those, through the website, and also on Twitter and Facebook, I also try to keep everything, my events and things that I do up to date on those sites.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Well, I just want to thank you so much for being you. I want to thank you for everything that you are and what you bring forth to everyone that you encounter, because that's enlightenment and love, and I'm all for that. As I tell everyone, and I'm not playing, and I'm not just saying it with family. So whatever it is that
thank
we can
you.
Do about support in any kind of way, then let us know. We are here to the end. So keep us posted with all the follow-ups, and I will be checking in on you and having you back on the show to keep us posted on all this November. And all these little, you know, when you have a breath.
Thank you. Right.
Yeah, exactly. Has some tea with lemon and goggled a million times after speaking so much.
Yes.
You back on the show.
Thank you so much, Miss T. It has been a joy for me. And so, you know, I thank you so much for allowing me to be able to, you know, reach your atmosphere of people. So thank you so much. And I will keep in touch. And thank you for extending your family network to me. And once again, I really appreciate you as well.
Not a problem. Not a problem. You have an awesome evening, and I will be checking in on you.
All right. Thank you. Good night.
You're welcome. Good night. Okay. Yay, guys, so that was Miss LaDonna. Make sure you stay in tune. Do not play in games. Go and check out her books, because I will too. I also know that Miss LaDonna is going to be listening back to this, so I do need an autographed copy, so I will be on that ASAP. For all those who tuned in for the first time, I hope it's not your last. And for all those who continue to support the Intune Show, I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. Until Fridays, baby, I'll be talking to Miss Adina Howard at 6 p.m. Eastern, so stay in tune, because it only gets bigger and better from here.
And that's live. I show her love 'cause she do it for the beat.